Counties across New York State have been arguing with state officials for years over the distribution of money that is collected from cell phone users. The 911 surcharge, intended to support 911 call centers, has been charged since 1991. In 2002, the charge increased from 70 cents to $1.20. Where the money goes has been an ongoing issue, according to New York State Association of Counties Deputy Director Mark Levine.
That surcharge goes directly to the state, and the state has been allocating some of those funds to counties who run the 911 centers, but they've been keeping most of those funds. So for the past several years, NYSAC and our county leaders have been advocating for more of those funds from the surcharge.
The counties want more funds, Levine explains, because they are responsible for the emergency call centers.
The 911 call centers have to be continuously upgraded. They have to meet the needs of the advances in communication technologies. We now have call centers that need to accept text and need to accept cell phones, and every year there needs to be upgrades to those services so that they can keep up with the way that people communicate with 911 centers. Counties are facing acute physical challenges keeping up with these upgrades. This particular infrastructure need is one that we must meet. We are obligated and we fulfill a critical public safety mission to keep our 911 call centers up to date and able to respond to the emergencies as they come in.
Legislation has been proposed in Albany that would set the allocation from the surcharge between the state and counties. Franklin County legislators are considering a resolution urging passage of the bills. The Association of Counties' Mark Levine notes that if passed, it would mean a more even distribution of the money.
In the past year, the state budget did allocate more funds, a total of $75 million, to county 911 centers, but counties have to compete for that money through a grant process. This bill would still be a grant process, but it would have a larger pot of money and essentially be able to fund more of these upgrade projects in more counties. And that's why our counties, like Franklin County, are advocating for this bill. This is a really important bill, and it really needs to pass the state legislature as soon as they come back into session. Now, even though the allocation of $75 million is in this year's state budget, we are currently 2 years lagged in the allocation of grant money for the 911 call centers. So potentially we're behind, and that $75 million may not go to the counties this year.
The proposed legislation in the Senate and Assembly would allocate 58% of 911 surcharges to counties for emergency call centers and about 41% to the state and state police. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.